first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or good evening.
Evening.
Good evening. This is a very special show, Football Podcast, early evening. All right, get the specifics in, Sean. Nice one. All right, welcome to the Football Podcast. The time is just gone 5:52, according to Sean. Football Podcast number 77. Dan, before you chip in, I've got a fact. It's a good one this week.
Go on, then.
1977, the National Soccer League kicks off in Australia on the 2nd of April 1977. It's the first league of any code to become national in Australia. And the first game, West Adelaide 3, Canberra City 1.
Nice
right.
What a bloody coincidence.
Yeah, it just so happens. Round of applause, we have got Jess from... Jess from FFDU. She's on the podcast every week. Are you pretty much on every
weeks,
week?
Yeah,
Most weeks. And Greg as well, who's travelling in the UK with her for, what, 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah.
I've been to some games already, but now you can do... An Australian theme already, which is lovely. She's absolutely splendid. West Adelaide or Canberra City, do either of them still exist in any way, shape or form?
Canberra have a good women's league team now, and Adelaide have a good men's team, but as opposed to, no.
Not in their original entities.
Never mind. But West Adelaide won the game 3-1. Anyway, before we go on to English football, let's talk Australian football.
Are we not going to introduce the rest of us first?
Well, no one really cares about the rest of us, do they?
No.
We've got Michael Coxon, we've got Sean Miller, we've got Dan Silva, Stuart Horan and Jerome. If it's not a lunchtime for them, then they're not interested. To be fair, they've got commitments.
Kayaking with the Legion of Doom.
that was it tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We might have some surprise guests later on, but I don't think anyone else will turn up to
me. It's not much of a surprise, we know who's turning up.
We do, the listeners don't at this moment. And hopefully they'll forget about it and they won't. Any complaints to that, Simon Head, if you do have complaints anyway. Right, Dan.
We should touch on that in a moment as well.
Possibly. Let's kick off. Did you watch the game or did you see the highlights?
No, I saw the highlights.
Jess, we want your insight on this. So the game was Perth, was it?
Perth against Brisbane.
Brisbane. Who did you want to win?
Perth.
Perth.
Oh, right, you're both in there for
Brisbane.
It was horrible.
Absolutely disgusting.
So a bit of background. This is the playoff final, is it? So it's essentially the season final, isn't it?
It's the grand final. Yeah. To win the what we call the toilet seat, which is our big trophy.
Nice.
Yeah. It's one of those duckly
toilet seats.
Because it actually looks like a toilet seat.
Brilliant.
And rumour has it that when teams win it, they treat it like a toilet seat.
Oh, right. So no drinking champagne.
A lot of class down under in there.
So it's a silver and gold ring, and that's what it gets used as.
It's one of those duff leagues where the winner of the league doesn't automatically win it. But to be honest, in a few weeks' time, I might be suggesting that for English football, depending on results. So.
We'll come on to that, because there's essentially going to be a final in itself next Monday. Yeah, exactly. Nice. Always bringing it back to Man United as well.
Start on two of us already.
I'm just trying to keep it away from Tottenham.
Oh, no, cheers, mate.
There was about 50,000 there as well, wasn't there?
Yeah. Dan sent
the clips through, and it looked absolutely packed, but it looked like they were all supporting one team in orange.
Yeah, but none of those people turn up every week. There's like 10,000 of them that turn up every week.
So the glory
hunters. And then the grand final comes, and they're all there.
Where was it played?
It was in Brisbane.
Is that because they finished higher in the league, or was it always in
They won the major semi-final, so they were always in the poster.
Okay, I quite like
so
that.
It's not played at a neutral ground, final.
Because no one would travel, so it's played at the highest finishing team's stadium.
The country's really
It's a bit of a slog for the Perth fans as well, isn't it?
That is a slap. That is a serious slap.
Well, it'd be 5+ hours, maybe.
Yeah.
Flying, that is not driving, by the way.
Sorry.
Wigan fans are like, we do that down to Arsenal. We'll go on to Wigan in a bit. So the score was 1-1, wasn't it? Going into like the 94th minute. Dan, you can take over.
94th minute of 4 minutes of injury time, I'll let Dan take over.
Thank you very much.
This is Dan's time, Sean. Just pipe down.
It looked like it was going to be end up in a 1-1 draw. Literally, it got to be the last play of the game, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Brisbane Roar have played it about quite well. Berisha.
Crap air as well.
Former Burnley player.
Is it
Burnley? Never actually played for them.
I remember when he was signed.
Signed on the back of a really good game. He's Albanian. Signed on the back of a really good game against England B at Turf Moor.
He looked like an absolute scumbag.
How come he didn't play for Burnley?
Because he got injured and then they loaned him out to a few clubs, Rosenborg and a couple of Turkish clubs.
Mm. Was this when they were in the Prem then?
No,
it wasn't. It was just before the Prem.
He's a scumbag.
Yeah, it does come nice feet,
apart from when he... Well, so the ball's been played, a couple of little good touches into the area. It's full to Berisha, he's taken a touch. Then his standing foot...
So I think it was a foul.
That's outright.
Have you seen the slow-mo replay?
Yeah, about 100 times.
Yeah, I think it was a foul.
So, I think the Perth Glory defender has come in,
Can I add, the Perth Glory defender was none other than former...
Liam Miller,
Manchester United, Celtic, Sunderland, midfielder. They should have known he couldn't get anywhere near him.
You've never seen him. So his standing foot has kicked the ball. He's planted the ball. His standing foot has kicked the ball, which has made it bobble. He's gone to swing a leg.
He's done the old left foot, standing foot, touches it before you strike him.
And as it's bobbled up, and he's swiped at the ball, he's gone completely underneath the ball, missed it completely, fallen over, dived about, throw his arms in the air, appeal for a pen, referee's given it.
But it wasn't just the penalty that he got, it was the celebration where he went and started diving, when he won that penalty decision.
Yeah, that's what's done it for me. That's what makes him a rat.
Have we put the explicit tag back on it?
Well, we've been swearing quite a lot recently, Dan, so I hope so.
I don't think we have.
Well, if we haven't, but it doesn't really matter. Sort of already says swear words. So.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right. It was watching him celebrate.
Do you know what Stu said? When I sent that email around this afternoon, Stu messaged me back saying what the keeper should have done. He should have stood on the line and then just walked off. I don't know if a keeper can do that.
But you're not going to do that because there's still a chance you're going to save it and you're going to
if it's that disgusting, he's going to go, it's that blatant cheating to make it that obvious that it's cheating, just walk and go on, put it in an empty net.
Yeah, everybody wishes that he'd skied it because there was still every chance he would because he skied a couple this season.
Really?
So. It reminds you a little bit like when Uruguay, when Suarez. Used his hand, everyone wanted him to score that pen and go through and whatever.
I had £25 off the side of a Shaw for Men can riding on Uruguay getting to the semi-finals.
Why are you talking about a Shaw for Men can?
I don't even know what that is. Yeah, it's deodorant.
Let's just move on.
Oh, right.
Go on, Greg, what are you going to say?
I was going to say, as Sydney fans, we should probably declare that Bharat Barisha is not our most favourite player.
He tried to start another of our players.
We were 1-0 up.
He tried to what?
We talked about this. 1-0 up
in the 94th minute.
We talked about
Queensland that. Score a free kick from the kickoff. They win the ball back, go the length of the field. Barisha scores a goal. We go down 2-1. I was very unhappy as I had $20 on us to win.
Oh no.
At 5-1.
Off the side of a Shaw cam.
So what's $100? Barisha then runs up to our centre back, challenges him to a fight in the tunnel.
We talked about this a while ago because that asshole called Barisha who plays for Brisbane?
He
hid behind his own players then so that challenge. It'd be like if I challenge you to a fight now and then round.
All right,
slap a glove in his face.
Exactly.
English style.
Almost the slap and then he's run away. And so not the most favourite player for us.
Is he anyone's favourite player? He looks like a horrible Brisbane fan.
I quite like him too.
Yeah. You would.
He's naughty.
Yeah.
Mario Balotelli's naughty. Right? Yeah. He looks like an arsehole.
Yeah. Sounds like someone Doncaster Rovers should probably stop.
Yeah.
Him on one wing, Elhad Shuff on the other. So a little bit disappointed into it then for you guys.
And I guess the other thing as well is that for the grand final last year, Brisbane versus Central Coast, Brisbane were down 2-0 with only a few minutes to go, scored two goals in the last few minutes of regular time, and won the game on penalties. So did Brisbane... for them to come from behind again right at the death in the grand final...
Devastating.
Did Brisbane finish top of the league?
They finished second.
Because, it was...
Central Coast.
They were like top league all the way through.
The thing with finishing first or second in the league, you get to qualify for Asia, which is where the money is for us.
Okay.
So when you qualify for Asia, it's like qualifying for Europe, blah, blah, blah.
Central Coast haven't done too well so far, have they?
No, we never generally do in Asia because we've got a salary cap league, whereas they can spend as much money as they want.
Right. You look at places like Uzbekistan where Rivaldo was and stuff.
Or the other side as well, isn't it? Spending all the money.
The Chinese side that has Anelka now. So.
Yeah.
He's apparently his manager as well, isn't he?
He keeps saying, manager.
We're not having a manager in a suit.
Sean Tagana.
They've gone, we're not doing too well. Who have we got? Oh, an Elka, he'll do. Yeah, can you coach for a bit?
People man, isn't he?
Yeah.
Man manager. Yeah, it'd be great.
But while we talk about Australian football, some people sent me some things to, like, give
to you. Oh, this is splendid. Nice.
So this is...
Wait, it.
These are from...
Can I have one of the teddies?
Perth Glory fans. They're the ugliest things I've ever seen.
These Jess wouldn't let me burn them.
Yeah. These are Sydney FC towels.
Oh, I've just moved into a new flat. That would be really handy.
Yep.
That's yourself.
There you go.
Dan, I've seen you playing football. That's far too big for you.
Yep. So we all know you're Melbourne Heart fans, but...
So you're Sydney, aren't you?
We're Sydney.
Well, I'm easily bought. So,
who's like Sydney star players? Were they this season? Who were they?
Well, they were Nick Carl, who's on.
Oh yeah, excellent. He tried to chat my.
He gets really excited.
He's married and has like.
Allegedly.
It was probably another one.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Stuart Hoare is here.
He'll say about as much.
And
Brett Eminem.
Brett Eminem.
Brett Eminem.
Yeah.
So Nick Cole, he used to score some stats for that.
Well, he's our Australian marquee.
So the lesser of the marquees.
I see. Yeah.
He's the best player on the team, though.
Yeah, he's class.
Yeah.
He's Australian, is he?
Yeah.
Where is he in the national team?
He was in the camp, but he doesn't get a game.
Nick
Pimber, is it still?
No, we've got a. What's his name?
Holger Ossier.
Yeah, Holger Ossier. Right, the German now. He's our coach. Who's the England coach?
We don't know.
You fucking make it up. This fucking Teddy's got more trials than most people. No, that's quite cool. And you were saying just before we came on air, I was going to say, Laura, I sort of wrote just before I turned the iPhone on. you were telling us you've been to quite a few games since you've been over, haven't you?
Yeah, so we went to Arsenal Wigan.
Yeah, Jess is a Wigan fan, by the way.
Brilliant. Yeah, I'm, like I said in the last show, I'm now a Wigan fan.
There's a big Lancashire diaspora in Australia, I think. There's loads of Wigan fans all over the country.
Why Wigan?
Well, it was about 3 years ago now where
just
I saw...
I was
at home from uni or whatever.
Glory Hunter. Glory Hunter, a Wigan fan. Like the fact you just dismissed that. No, I'm not. We fucking know you're not.
And I was just watching a game, and it was a replay of Arsenal Wigan, where Wigan came back and beat them 3-2.
I do remember the game.
Yeah.
The guy cut inside, and yeah, so
was it Ben Watson scores?
No, it would have been Nzogbia got a couple, didn't he? It's when Charles Nzogbia was there.
A couple of seasons ago. He got two in the
One of them, the keeper should have
saved. Somebody ginger scored at some point.
So that's when I thought, that's it, I'm going to support Wigan. And you can't say that I'm like a glory hunter.
No, definitely not.
And you can't say that I'm like a typical Australian going for Man United or Liverpool or
that
Chelsea,
was going to be my other question. Like, who in Australia did you just see Man United fans and stuff? People are interested in the Premier League or...
You see a lot of Man United fans.
Is there many Man City yet?
No.
Because I haven't actually noticed that. I was thinking, before Chelsea got Roman Abramovich, you saw no Chelsea fans, really. In London, you saw a few, but now you go up to Northern Grounds and you still see Chelsea people walking around.
The thing is, you could get away with blagging the fact you were a Chelsea fan pre-Abramovich. You could blag you were you've been a Man United fan for years, back since the 80s, you're an old man, your family. You cannot possibly blag that you're a Man City fan before last season.
But there's still a lot of fans, they're getting 35.
You know what I mean? You could get away with a lot of
people like Joe Royal.
Yeah, who didn't love Georgie Conclancy?
And Sean Dodo.
Yeah,
Carlo exactly. Wonchop.
Yeah.
I agree.
Richard Edge. I was just about to say him.
And we get a lot of Everton fans thanks to Tim Cahill.
There's quite an Everton-Liverpool rivalry on your show sometimes as well, isn't there? So Greg, have you got an English team that you prefer at all?
Unfortunately, I'm a Liverpool fan.
You also went to the West Brom game, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh. So where were you sitting for that?
Sitting in the main stand, but at the top end.
Yeah.
So it was a
great couple of games for you. Awful couple of games for you.
Well, we did get to go up and see Blackpool versus Leeds, and one of my best friends was born in Blackpool, or born in Fleetwood actually, so good weekend.
Was that finished 1-0 Blackpool, didn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, you'd be lynched if your mates from Fleetwood and you went to Blackpool, they hate each other.
Well, it's true. And Fleetwood conference champions?
Yes, absolutely smashed it, didn't they?
To League 2. And Blackpool looking good for another
playoff. I saw Fleetwood on Desperate Scousewives. That's how I know who Fleetwood is.
Good work.
Excellent. Quality TV show.
Fleetwood will do quite well next season as well. A small team, but they've got a decent bit of money.
Yeah. There's a lot of rumours about Fleetwood.
And they've been promoted by
Does nobody listen to Fleetwood Mac?
No, I knew that was...
You're terrible, all of you.
I knew that was a Fleetwood Mac reference, but
I didn't. No, straight over.
There are rumours.
Mike is also a comedian, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Bless him.
You can be the judge of that.
Yeah, no, I remember Blackpool winning that game. But yeah, like you say, Blackpool should make the playoffs. Let's move on to that. Since the last show, we've had a few things that have become clearer. Swindon Town are now promoted as well.
There wasn't even an edge of bitterness in your voice there. That was
No, I didn't mind it.
Pass balls, please, mate. You don't have to whisper. We're going to have
Mike's mutely getting around him.
Yeah, don't be shy about it, Mike.
I'll have a lager. Go on, just one.
You mean you don't want a mixed berry recodling that you've already got lying on the table?
Sorry, what do you usually drink?
I wasn't stupid. I knew I was going to drink one tonight, was I?
Usually we come in at lunchtime.
Yeah, thank you. He's finished the same mixed berry recodling.
We drink this at lunchtime when we got meetings and stuff like that. I forgot. I went to the toilet. I just went, Sean, just get me whatever. And he went, that. And I went, yes. True?
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyone else needs to spade later? Yeah, exactly.
Swindon got promoted from League 2 on Saturday, but they got done by Geelong 3-1. So we've still got an outside chance of playoffs. We won't make it.
What I found interesting was they've only got two players, I think, in the League 2.
Torquay have got most.
Yeah.
We'll go on to the players of the... in the leagues in a minute.
Very interesting point on that, isn't it? But we'll go on, move
are
on
you
to
well
that.
Yeah, controversial.
Controversial.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we'll go, come on to
you do know what I'm talking about.
You might not know about that, guys. We'll explain that. Dan can explain that nicely.
I'm not, but anyway.
Did you see as well that the Swindon players went out after this previous Saturday night? They went out on the pitch because Simon Ferry, his wife gave birth.
We talked about that last week.
Did we?
Yeah, I mentioned it last week.
Okay,
yeah.
So the guy they got promoted. No, they're very much almost promoted from League 2 to League 1. Paolo Di Canio, now the West Ham.
Yep.
He's their manager. And five of them went out on the piss and they played a Tuesday game. They came into training on a Monday.
Lost 2-1.
They played all the shot away on a Tuesday and they were still hungover, basically. So how big they went out on the piss was amazing.
Oh my God.
The players then came out and apologised. So he agreed to put them back into the team. And since then, four more players have now been found out to be on the same night out and they've now been banned from the team. And Di Canio said that he will not put them back in the squads until they apologise.
This sounds like an episode of Footballers' Wives.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Mm. And at the moment, none of them apologise. I'd follow one of them on Twitter, Luke Rooney. He used to play for Gillingham. I actually got him his transfer. Longer story.
Yeah.
We've heard that one before.
I actually did.
No, don't.
Shall I explain it?
No, refer back to Pubcast 7 or whatever it was.
Pubcast 7, all right, they were. Anyway, and he's just complete renaissance. He's got all these Swindon fans saying, just apologise. He said nothing so far.
Di Canio's gone. I love the fact that he's given the geezer had the baby. He's given him a bit of a
bit of leeway.
I can kind of understand he's had a baby. The rest of them,
What were they drinking? They went on Saturday night. They're still hungover on a Tuesday.
Brilliant.
It's for not absolute lads.
They're not allowed to drink. Otherwise,
it's a good segue into one of our Sydney players.
He sounds like a lad. Whoever he is, I like him.
We're off to Wellington for our
segue as well. You've obviously been listening to our show quite a lot.
My first one. I usually don't. We're off to Wellington for our semi-finals.
Yeah.
One of our goalkeepers who has been dropped to the bench.
Okay.
Sat in the airport lounge, had a couple too many, had a few more on the plane.
So you're going out to the game?
Flying out to Wellington for the game.
Oh my God.
Had a few too many, proceeded to vomit on one of our players.
Brilliant.
Landed in Wellington.
Sorry, is this a goalkeeper? I read about this the other day.
Arrives in Wellington, team says, sorry mate, you're back home. Instead of going to the airport, catching the first plane home, he goes and lunches with the Wellington players.
Who he used to play with.
So I don't know, I haven't been right up on the news, but he was in the process of being terminated.
He's been terminated.
They're putting him down. So, they're taking him to the vets and having him put down. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's quite good. At least he may have got pissed from his teammate, but then at least he sabotaged the other team by going on boozy lunches with them, I assume.
Yeah, well, probably turning who was in their team.
Last time we were in Wellington for that trip, we all went out boozing afterwards and then all the team was there. And then he went, the keeper went boozing with the Wellington team at the strip club. It's in Wellington.
Right. So which one? I might have been to it.
Not it's called even. Mermaids?
It's a good name.
I might have been there.
It's a good name.
New Zealand. I went,
yep. Sounds a bit fishy to me.
Hey.
Get out.
I could, but no one else knows what the cool's coming next. Right, well, usual feature we do, and you two can do it as well because you've been to a few games, can be Aussie based or UK based. Since last week, so we recorded what, last Wednesday, Thursday, one performance, team or individual, from the week that's been in football. Sean, we'll go to you first. Who you got?
I was going to go with Nikita Jelovic, Everton striker. He's big.
Did he get two?
He did, yes.
Yeah, he's been superb since the transfer, really. And his goal-scoring exploits have kind of been overshadowed by Papi Cisse, who's also been superb, even better. But
by the way, you can call him Papa. He's known as Papa to his friends.
Oh, really?
Last week you said his name's Papa.
Oh, you're my Papa?
Yeah,
you're my Papa. I'm not saying I'm his
Sean's fans with him. Yeah, he's not.
No. He hates you.
He thinks you're right, yeah. Dan.
It's Mr. Cisse for me. But.
It's a toss-up, unfortunately, between QPR and Chelsea. QPR because they did a job against the Spurs, and Chelsea because they somehow got it. Well,
we did our predictions before the Chelsea Barcelona first leg.
Yeah.
And I think I did down as a draw. I was about the only one.
Yeah. No, yeah, you said
I said Chelsea would score one. So
I said that, yeah, I wouldn't, yeah, be surprised with a 1-0, but I thought Barca would win it. So, yeah.
Who are you going for?
I'll be the bigger man and say QPR.
Do QPR,
I'll
right,
be the bigger man and say QPR. Yeah.
Mike, we're coming to you too soon.
Well, I was going to say Marouane Fellaini. He was just imperious against United. He was very good.
He doesn't look like a footballer.
No. Looks like a clown.
No. He looks like Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Through what?
But an uglier version.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
He does porn now.
What? Screech
from Saved by the Bell. That's porn.
No, he's lying, I think.
No, it was a sex tape.
He does porn.
He also did a scam where he got people to buy a t-shirt saying, "I'm helping Screech beat bankruptcy." And he wasn't even going bankrupt. He was just earning a bit of cash.
Do you know what? I really wish I remember that. But he invented the word. One of these words.
The word with Terry Christian.
That's what he invented. No, he invented this random word that we use now. I can't remember what it is.
Zoinks!
No, that was Shaggy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I will also say Phil Neville, simply for when Everton were 40 down, him going balmy trying to get them all riled up.
Hang on, so how many players are you mentioning? You mentioned Screech from Saved by the Bell, Fellaini, and Phil Neville.
Phil Neville.
Who's your man of the week?
AC Slater.
Fair enough. Well, I'm going to wrestle the attention away from you.
Bayside Tigers.
Do you remember AC Slater? It was a good gag. You'd have liked it if you saw it.
Yes. Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, but I think I was busy doing stuff.
Mate, they've got about 20 channels that you've just shown Neighbours.
Tiffany Amber Feaston will live in my memory forever.
Who?
Tiffany Amber Feaston.
Yes.
Kelly. Oh,
that's what I was watching.
Yeah.
Kelly Kapowski.
Damn right. Yeah. Yeah.
Big time.
Wonderful. Yeah. I think it's
one of them ended up in porn.
Jessie.
Showgirls.
She was in Showgirls. Yeah. Yeah.
Can we stop talking about
porn?
And
welcome
sorry.
Back to the porn podcast.
That's a great idea for a show.
Matt, hey, Sean, can get Ron Jeremy up?
Jeremy down.
Sean's girlfriend met Ron Jeremy the other day
in a plain toilet.
In a plane.
What was your girlfriend doing anyway?
Jess,
yes.
Your performance. You're going to go for Wigan?
That was
the week
more than
a
week before. I think I'll have to go for the post in the Liverpool West Brom game.
That's a great shout.
Apparently, if goals, shots they've hit that will count as goals, Liverpool will be in the top four. Yeah. I read that this week.
Currently, as a team, they've scored less goals than Lionel Messi.
Yeah. It's quite good.
I don't know why every team who plays them doesn't just pull the keeper ice hockey style.
Yeah.
Play with the extra man up.
Power play.
It's going to hit the post and go wide open goal anyway.
Yeah.
Liverpool are a laughing stock at the moment, though, mate. They really are great.
There's massive issues. Yeah. I can see that.
One of them's called Ken.
Yeah, well.
The other one's called Andy.
We were having a good chat about the Liverpool fans living in the past and, you know, not being able to move into the future, and I think unfortunately that's very much the case. They're playing in a stadium that needs to be rebuilt or
expanded.
Obviously you have.
How long was you living? Liverpool's lovely.
Liverpool's a great city.
Brilliant city, but the city moves into the future and the football team is living in the past. So,
if you think Anfield's outdated, you want to go to
that was one of the most profound things that was
one of the deepest things we've ever said on the football podcast.
Yeah.
I think
we need to get off right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not fitting.
Who knew the Aussies would be bringing
Ron
their
Jeremy.
Culture?
Yeah.
Shut up!
From Ron Jeremy to that in one sweep. So you haven't given us a team or player of the... Well, you're going
to. He doesn't need to give us anything else.
I'm going to agree with Jess.
He's going with a post, so I don't know. Well, now you're going with Jess. We don't need to know that.
My nomination would have actually been Jess being able to keep her cool sitting with all the Arsenal fans at the Wigan game.
Are you in the Arsenal end?
I didn't even like...
Oh, because Wigan sold all their tickets weeks ago, didn't they?
Yeah, how was that a difficult ticket to buy?
You know what? You can't get anywhere near them. You can't get anywhere near them unless you've got a previous purchasing history, which I don't. And I even emailed the club and said, please, I'm coming from Australia. I went up to the fans.
You could have had a road to yourself. They took about 300. They did take about 1,000 to Fulham at the weekend. Which is a bit better, to be fair.
Yeah.
But I don't care. They made more noise than the Arsenal fans, I bet, didn't they?
Yeah.
They were definitely at 2-0.
Yeah. Who to be a Wigan up? Do you know that song?
Hey?
That Who to be a Wigan up song?
No.
Oh, you need to get involved with that.
Well, how am I supposed to?
Who to be a Wigan up? There you go.
I'm not sure that's something to aspire to, though, to be a Wigan up.
Oh, I think you should.
I've been to the train station.
Have you not actually been to Wigan Town Centre yet?
No.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
The train went through there, but we didn't get off.
I had the pleasure of going to Springfield Park, and I've been to the JJB a few times, and the JJB's better because it's out of town. That's all I'll say. It's an interesting place. Bear in mind, I come from Gillingham, which is an absolute hellhole. That's pretty good. My performance would be Angie Paolo Di Canio. I didn't notice until Saturday. He has lost his mum and his dad in the space of about 4 or 5 weeks' time.
No way.
And he's still done an absolute... Oh, this is
a bit of romantic.
Romantic.
Wow, nice.
We've got candlelight, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
I don't know if that's because there's going to be a power cut in a minute and they're just not going to tell us, but no one's paid the bill. Yeah, so Paolo Di Canio, and to get them promoted, he's got a decent squad there, but it wasn't looking likely a few months ago. So he's done quite well there to pull it through. So Paolo Di Canio for me.
Yeah, fair play.
All right, there we go.
We're getting a bit emotional on the podcast.
Yeah,
it was a candlelight that brought
it. Yeah, exactly.
Let's go back to saying things borderline offensive.
Before we move on, can I ask, because I haven't seen the footage about Swindon yet, was there a pitch invasion? That's right, that Gillingham. Glorious time of the year where...
Oh, if you've ever been to Swindon, I think there's been an alien invasion.
Coventry, there was a couple of nasty scenes, wasn't there? There was a few fans.
Genoa, there was a couple of nasty scenes.
Did you see this, guys?
Not yet. I saw the Reading pitch invasion and they got...
The Reading pitch invasion was quite good. Reading are a bit of a nothing club, to be honest.
Jovial pitch invasion.
Hey, there's an Australian playing for Reading.
Sorry?
There's an Australian playing for Reading.
Is there?
The goalkeeper. He'll be Mark Swartz.
I remember him, I think, making his debut against United in the FA Cup, and he let in two howlers. But since then, he's been brilliant.
Yeah,
fair play.
Good synopsis.
There you go.
Cox going to be a match of the day this week.
He's better than Alan Shearer.
Once he was shit, now he's all right. Yeah. Thank you very much, Michael Coxon. No, there was no pitch invasion because the Swindon were playing away at Gillingham.
Okay.
So if they'd have got on the pitch, it would have been very nasty, I would have thought. And also, they were in a temporary stand miles away.
Ugly team, so that's not just the Gillingham fans.
Exactly, yeah. Wee! The Genoa game.
Yeah.
So basically, they were 4-0 down, and the ultras got onto the pitch, ran up to the players, and were demanding them with physical violence to take their shirts off.
It's like Alex Niarco times.
It was crazy.
They didn't quite get onto the pitch. They got onto the top of the tunnel.
Okay.
But
the game stopped playing. The players
45 minutes it stopped for, apparently.
The general captain.
Who apparently his dad is in the mafia.
No, we're getting mixed up here.
Allegedly, don't piss off that sort of person.
Stuart Orson.
You're thinking of Giuseppe Scully, who will get onto in a set.
Scully.
Giuseppe Scully.
Giuseppe Scully.
Any relation to Flint Scully?
Flint's Italian cousin.
Blake Scully from Neighbours. I was thinking about Lynn.
What a surprise. The shit comedian got your joke. And he didn't even laugh.
Anyway.
He'll be using that next
Blake
week.
Blake Scully was Holly Valance.
I was going to say, is that Holly Valance?
It is, yeah. Anyway.
If you've got to explain a joke three times, Sean, it wasn't worth doing.
Let's carry on with what actually happened. The fans have demanded the players give their shirts back. They were 4-0 down.
Most of the players took their shirts off.
Yeah, because the captain consulted with the chairman of the club, who said, "Yeah, come on, give him your shirts."
Because the ultras still run most of the club.
However, one player said, no, I'm not going to do it, and that was Giuseppe Scully.
Yeah, that's who I was talking about.
Scully.
Yeah, Giuseppe Scully.
That's who I was talking about, apparently, isn't he?
His granddad was wanted for 12 years as part of the, I've no idea how to say this, the like the Neapolitan Mafia.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I have no idea how to say this.
Sounds like an ice cream to Sean. Have two scoops of Italian Mafia, please, and some hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, anyway.
So eventually,
yeah, he arrested.
He apparently said to them that he agreed to meet them, didn't he?
Yeah, he went up to them, grabbed the like the head of the ultras, pulled him face to face, had a conversation for about 3 minutes.
Do you know who I
am? Walked off smiling and said, yeah, they've agreed to let us all get on with the game.
Brilliant.
So those like bottle job players, you know, can I have my shirt?
Exactly.
Sebastian Frey was in goal for him, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah, and apparently he went mental. He was like, he wasn't in the shirt up at all. He went absolutely crazy. But yeah, just absolutely shocking scenes.
That is mental.
Absolutely crazy that the players can come on and have that much influence over it. I didn't know that thing about the chairman. That's quite an interesting insight.
Yeah. See, when those things sort of happen, I'd like it if the club said, yeah, go on, and let the 11 fans go on and play and see how they did.
Yeah, yeah.
Just go on, lads. Yeah, exactly. Kick lumps out of them.
What was the score in the end? Does anyone 4-1 know?
4-1 in the end. It was an own goal as well.
Go on, Janard.
Yeah. As the away team, you would have just been like, what the hell is going on? I think we'll just sit in the changing room for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just let this calm down. And then we might give them a goal, just to appease them a little bit, so we get out alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go on, lads. Go on, lads.
Speaking of footballs in a sticky situation, I saw a story that I quite liked this week. Klaas Jan Huntelaar. He sort of rejuvenated himself at Schalke, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Did he play for an imprint?
He didn't. He played for Real Madrid and AC Milan and Ajax.
I think of Vinegar Hesseling.
Yeah.
I remember going to Celtic. He played for Celtic, that great Premier League club.
Apart from that.
who with a really long name played in the Premier League?
There's a few of them.
Demba Ba.
Van der Vaart.
Yeah. Hey. But yeah, so Schalke, he's the top scorer. He's the golden boy. They drew at the weekend with Augsburg, left the ground and realised they'd left him behind. Pulled away without him. I'm not sure, I couldn't comment on that, but I remember it happening to Milan Jovanovic at Liverpool as well. And what he did, he flagged down a taxi and chased the team bus.
Follow that bus.
Was that it? Where did that come from? That was amazing.
I saw it.
Right, let's get some. We're recording this on Tuesday night. Barcelona and Chelsea are kicking off in a couple of hours' time.
Are you staying to watch it, by the way?
I'm off in about 7 minutes.
No.
Regardless, let's do some predictions. Just quickly. See if anyone can get it right. So I want tonight's scoreline, not the overall scoreline, so just tonight. Dan.
2-0 Barca.
Yeah?
Yeah.
3-0 Barca.
So you two really want Barca to win, don't you?
Yeah, Chelsea can go and do one.
I think 2-0 Barca as well.
Sean?
1-0 Barca. 1-0 on penalties with John Terry scoring the only penalty.
That's not going to happen.
That's one of the most ridiculous predictions I've ever heard.
I'll take that wager now if you want.
No. I'm going to say 2-0 Wimbledon because that's more likely than that. 4-1 Barca.
I'm going to say 1-1.
Oh,
4-1 Barca.
Barca will score early. And Chelsea's getting equalised. I don't really care who goes
first. Barca to score early.
How could you want Chelsea to go through, though?
I quite like Chelsea to.
Drogba's a lovely man.
We've got diving, cheating Busquets.
I'm happy for Chelsea to go through if it means they get to the final, lose, and are a bit knackered and don't end up getting into Europe.
As long as they don't win the cup. They cannot win the cup.
Oh, they've got to win the cup. Not having Liverpool win it.
No,
our friends.
You would rather see Chelsea
the European Cup.
I'm a Manchester United supporter. I wouldn't be doing my job if I wanted Liverpool to win the cup. Not a chance.
No, especially if we don't.
Oh, the European. Yeah. Oh, no, obviously, no. Oh, God, no.
John Terry cannot lift the European Cup.
Can you imagine his gormless little face lifting that cup? No, God, nobody wants that.
Alright, anyway, we're moving on. Chung.
He gets very aggressive Petrov. Sometimes, I apologise.
Cillian Petrov, yes.
Mwamba, did everyone see the photo of Mwamba kicking a ball around as well?
Brilliant, wasn't it?
Just do some kicky uppies in his living room or
didn't
somewhere.
Didn't he say this is the greatest feeling in the world or something like that?
Something like that.
He's obviously never had
his
sex.
Missus was stood next to him.
Just doing that. Guys, do you know about Cillian Petrov as well? Do you know the guy?
Yes.
Bulgarian? Have you got an update? Is there any update on the actual medical condition or something?
Yes, there is.
Are you writing in calligraphy?
Something like that.
Do you it's actually
IT? Bulgarian rail, isn't it?
Very often. Yeah.
Much your doctor.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now that isn't true.
Carl Kennedy tribute act. Anyway.
Are you just trying to throw in as many Australian references as you can?
Mick Dundee.
That's not a knife. This is a.
It's not a knife.
That's my Australian Petrov update.
This is never seen Crocodile Dundee.
You're the worst Australian ever.
I'm not the worst Australian ever.
She's from Wigan. One day she's just gonna. It was all on that. All on that. You could do a better Wigan accent than me. Just come out.
Hello. Yeah,
she was putting the oxygen. There you go.
Hello.
Brilliant. Sean, do your Petrov update. That's the funniest thing he's ever said, though. That's the thing. It's just him talking. What's Pet? Tell us about Petrov. Come on.
Anyway, yeah.
Why would you let him? He goes on for ages.
He does go on for a while.
He goes on.
Look, he said nothing. He's been talking about Petrov for 5 minutes.
He's still trying
and
to
so
get
far,
out.
Does anyone know anything about Cillian Petrov?
I've been getting intensive treatment in the past week. And by all accounts, everything is good from Stillian. This is a direct quote.
I was going to say,
no. Sorry, it's quite serious. It's not
all complaints to at Simon Head.
Simon Head. This is
he's basing himself down in London now, where the specialist is.
Yeah, that's right. He's still in touch every day with Alex McLeish, who this is a quote from. And paraphrasing what he said, he's still got that fantastic spirit that he displayed throughout his Villa career.
So they're actually they're fully grown treating the leukemia now, are they?
Yeah. It's getting to that stage where they're like full on getting treatment.
Well, good luck.
But we also noticed something which was quite cool.
Exactly. Thousands of Bulgarian football fans gathered in the National Stadium in Sofia on the 19th of April.
And wasn't it the 19th of April
at
1900
for 19 minutes. Obviously, still on Petrov's number, set number 19.
Ah, there we go.
At Villa, I don't know about previously.
I think nationally you might wear it as well. If it was like 26, then it wouldn't work because they're like, right. Let's do it at 26. No, that's not. I don't know how it works.
Yeah,
so let's go in 19.
We're
going 19.
Right.
19 worked nicely.
Anyway, it was broadcast live on national TV and radio, and he gave a 19-minute address from London.
I don't think he did a 19-minute. I think the event lasted 19 minutes. I don't think they made Petrov talk for 19 minutes.
If he spoke for 19 minutes, he'd have been knackered.
Yeah.
What are you talking about for 19 minutes? We barely managed to talk for 40 minutes.
Sean's been doing this Stillian Petrov for about 21 minutes so far.
That's my personal tribute to Stillian.
I do have a set. Go on.
Really? Hometown in Montana, finally, in Bulgaria. Wrote him a 19-meter letter of support.
Which is doing a bit, really, 19 meters.
What was the game that straight after it was announced? They did the applause.
It was Chelsea.
Yeah, Villa and Chelsea. Yeah.
I'm surprised Chelsea know how to respect the team.
I don't, they didn't.
Oh, they got drowned out by the clapping though. Yeah. Celtic did the same though.
Yeah, which I thought was lovely. He got really tearful, didn't he? Apparently.
Yeah. It was emotional. Yeah.
They did that in the 19th minute as well.
Yeah.
Which was quite cool.
I do have a separate update on one of our former teams, Norwich Victoria.
When you say former teams, we didn't play for them.
No, we might have, I'm not sure. We probably would have done a better job.
Northwich Victoria in the Evo Stick
Northern Premier League.
Or you must have heard of that.
Or at least, they were.
Greg's a massive fan. Are they really great?
They finished second by quite a distance behind Chester. Should have been in the playoffs, but because of financial irregularities, they were expelled from the Evo Stick Northern League.
Oh no.
So they're looking at dropping two divisions. However,
when you say financial irregularity, is the irregularity that they had no money?
Well, put it this way, one leg in the cup's mate Jim Rush is a bit of a shyster.
Okay.
So not a very popular man in Northwich. But they've had a reprieve today. They're only being relegated one division to the Evo Stick Northern First Division, either the South or North.
That's a bit of a
conference of it. It is, yes. But they might be playing Witton Albion, their local rivals.
Good.
In a derby game.
We can all sleep easily tonight now, guys.
It's worrying because it shows the pattern on the Woodley Sports from the same league have today been expelled. And it's worrying the sort of trend at the moment of non-league clubs going bust.
Definitely.
Obviously, that's not something people care about in Islington or... Well, maybe in Gillingham in a few years. You're a Tottenham fan. Oh, sorry. What? Haringey? Hackney?
Yeah, let's get it right. It's
same difference.
This is bordering on racist.
I am. Okay. God, we best avoided that, hadn't we, Jim?
We'll leave that. We'll park that one.
Hey.
Rangers. 12-month ban on transfers. Seen this?
Yes.
I have, yes.
I don't think that won't. They can get out of that, can't they?
I'm sure that they're appealing it, but things are that bad up there, I wouldn't be surprised.
They can't not be able to sign anyone for 12 months. Most of
when was the last time? What was the last thing that happened to?
What, a transfer ban? Yeah. There's been loads. There's been loads this season.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, what was the last mainstream, the last big team?
It nearly happened to Chelsea.
Given that you
it
don't
nearly happen to Chelsea, isn't it?
Given that you don't follow anything below the Premiership,
it's not entirely true.
There have been
Portsmouth is probably the most.
Crystal Palace had one a couple of seasons.
I definitely don't care about Palace.
Yeah, fair enough.
Gillingham have had one for about
from
six
Brighton,
seasons.
I definitely don't care about Palace.
Just a self-imposed transfer ban. We're not going to sign anyone good. Is that right?
We're not going to. We're not going to stitch you up and sign you for Gillingham.
All right, calm down. But yeah, we'll keep an eye.